Isaiah chapter 37. When King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. He sent Eliakim, who was in charge of the palace, Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, clothed with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. They said to him, "This is what Hezekiah says. This day is a day of trouble, insults, and of disgrace. It is like when children are at the point of birth, but there is no strength left to deliver them. It may be the Lord your God will hear the words of the Assyrian commander, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to defy the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. So lift up your prayer for the remnant that is still left here." So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. Then Isaiah said to them, "This is what you are to tell your master. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of the words that you have heard, by which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Look, I will put a spirit in him. He will hear rumors and will return to his own land. I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land." So the Assyrian commander returned and found the king of Assyria attacking Libna, for he had heard that he had left Lachish. He heard concerning Tirhaka, king of Ethiopia, "He has come out to fight against you." When he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, "This is what you will say to Hezekiah, king of Judah. Let not your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, 'Jerusalem will not be divided into the hand of the king of Assyria.' Look, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by totally destroying them, and do you really think that you will be rescued? Have the gods of the nations delivered them, which my predecessors destroyed, Gozan, Haran, Resef, and the children of Eden that were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamat? Where is the king of Arpad? And the kings of the cities of Shepharvaim, Hena, and Iva?" After Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it, he went up to the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, "O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, who sits enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God of all the kingdoms of the earth. You made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Hear all the words that Sennacherib has sent to defy the living God. It is true, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the countries and their land. They have thrown their gods into the fire, for they were no gods at all, but only the work of human hands, merely wood and stone. Therefore the Assyrians have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are the Lord." Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord has spoken about him. The virgin daughter of Zion despises you and laughs at you. The daughter of Jerusalem shakes her head as you flee. Whom have you defied and insulted? Against whom have you lifted your voice and arrogantly lifted up your eyes? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your servants you have defied the Lord and said, 'With my many chariots I have climbed to the mountaintops and to the remote parts of Lebanon. I cut down its tall cedars and its choice cypresses. I have penetrated its remotest heights, its thickest forests. I dug and drank water, and with the sole of my feet I dried up all the rivers of Egypt. Have you not heard how I determined it long ago? I planned it from ancient times. Now I have brought it to pass, that you should crush fortified cities into piles of ruins. Therefore their inhabitants were powerless. They were dismayed and put to shame. They were like grass of the field, and like green plants, like grass on the rooftops, scorched before it is grown up. But I know you're sitting down, and you're going out, and you're coming in, and you're raging against me. Because you're raging against me, and your arrogance has reached my ears, therefore I will put my hook in your nose, and my bit in your mouth, and I will turn you back by the way that you came. This will be a sign for you, Hezekiah. This year you will eat whatever grows by itself, and in the second year whatever springs up from that. In the third year you will sow, reap, plant vineyards, and eat its fruit. The remnant that escaped from the house of Judah will again take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a group of survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the king of Assyria. He will not come to this city, or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with shield, or cast up a siege ramp against it. By the same way that he came, he will leave, and he will not come into this city, says the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake, and for the sake of my servant David. Then the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. When they got up early in the morning, there were all the dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, left and went and returned home, and lived in Nineveh. As he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, Adrammelech and Sharezer, his sons, killed him with the sword. They escaped into the land of Ararat. Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his place. Isaiah chapter 37.